phase one will be a training phase. And so what that means is that players will be able to come into the teams. They will start the whole process of getting ready for a season. It's going to be a bit difficult on players and coaching staff because no one's ever really gone through something like this. Sometimes you'll train in the off season, knowing that you're going to have a camp to get ready to go. So they're kind of planning right now what that will look like. But the phase will allow our players to get back on the ice in four-week segments. The four-week segments are there because that's the way the provincial government is going to be moving forward to different stages. So if they open up from 50 to 100 people to 250, whatever it may be, we're hearing what's going to happen is they're going to do that in the four-week phases. So we're going to train them in 4 weeks. What that allows us to do is to put us in a position to be ready to go to step two, and step two is full games. So in phase one, some of the non-contact type scrimmage, inter-squad type stuff, they can play according to their health regions. And what that region and the municipality allows the teams to do, they will be able to do. Once all of our clubs can go into full contact games, that's when we'll announce the schedule. And we'll revise the schedule depending on exactly what time. So if it's in October, November, September, whatever date it might be that we start, we'll build a schedule off of that.